would you say is the world's biggest carbon emitter after China and the United States? I'll give you a hint. It's not a country. In fact, it's probably you. Wasted food. The third biggest emitter. This is a new report from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. It's found that although 870 million people go hungry every day, around a third of the world's food is wasted each year. That imbalance, I suppose, we've known about for a while. But think about the greenhouse gases that go into producing that food. Apparently, once you add it all up, it's responsible for releasing 3.3 billion tonnes of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. I think that's each year. Mathilde Ivons joins us now, who's an Environment Sustainable Development Officer at the UN. Mathilde, thank you so much for speaking to us today. Why is so much food being wasted?
Thanks, Walid. Thanks for your interest in this study. The causes of food wastage are multiple, and they actually vary a lot along the food value chain from the farm to your plate. Just to give you some examples, at the producer level, the food wastage and losses can come because of poor harvesting or storage techniques, or because of too strict aesthetic standards. A lot of food stays in the field because it's too ugly to be sold in the supermarket, that people will not want them.
I see, yeah. So, for example, in the developing world, you might have issues transporting food from one place to another and it spoils in that process, while in the developed world, it's just food that we're throwing out because it doesn't look right, it's not up to scratch, or we just buy food we don't eat.
Exactly. I think you made a very nice summary of the situation. There is also a lot of problem with a wrong understanding of the labels on the product in the developing world, because the best before, sell by, or use by can be quite confusing for the consumer.
Yeah.
And as you know, at home it's difficult to plan.
Yeah, I can understand that. But when you figure out that this is the third biggest emitter after China and the United States, I mean, is there a bit of double counting in here? Because I imagine a lot of that waste would come from China and the United States.
If you see it like that. I wouldn't say that most of the waste comes from these two countries, because basically if you look at the global number of waste, you can see that the developing world is wasting as much as the developed world, because in our study we look at what's happening at the beginning of all along the value chain, not only at the end. So this is important to understand, that we look at all what's happening from the farm to the fork. So really the waste is all over the world, even though per capita are a bit higher in the richest country.
Yeah, well, so the United States would
clearly
be.
In terms of, it was just to give an idea, this carbon, the food wastage being the third emitter, because as you rightly picked up on, it's a very strong number. And yes, for sure, some of these emissions are already calculated in the Chinese and in the U.S. In the U.S. number. But just to give you an idea, this number can also be compared to twice all the road transportation of the U.S. in 2010.
That's a big number when you put it in those terms. But you're talking to Australia right now. What would you say that Australians could do to minimize these greenhouse emissions from waste?
So the greenhouse gas emissions from waste are rising because the food is produced and all along the value chain. So basically, Australians should try to reduce the waste that they are creating. And for this, they can be a better consumer. They can try to better assess their need when they go shopping, to avoid compulsive shopping and food that stay in the fridge too long. But they can also have an impact on retailers, to try to influence retailers to also sell these ugly vegetables that are very good, and sometimes they're even better than the ones that are perfectly shaped. So there are a lot of things that people can do at home, but also trying to influence the society to change the mindset and try to ask the farmers to really harvest everything that they are growing. The other thing that is important that people can do is try to get involved in charities.
Yeah.
Try to help charities to give money that is not eaten to the poorest. And there are a lot of things that are happening all over the world, from food that is taken from the supermarket that the supermarket will have thrown away, and instead of that, giving it to the poorest. So this has a double positive impact, a very good social impact, and also a good environmental impact.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it all makes perfect sense. It's pretty straightforward when you think about it. And sometimes we should just be prepared to eat an ugly carrot, really, shouldn't we? Matilda, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for it. Interesting perspective. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Bye.
That's Matilda Evans, an Environmental and Sustainable Development Officer at the UN. And that report, that surprised me, I've got to say, but then when you think about it, I suppose it's perfectly obvious, isn't it? It's coming up to 28 minutes to 8. The drawing room is up very soon.